Ladies and gentlemen, it's March 18th, and welcome to the public hearing for finance water meter replacement. The purpose of this public hearing is to receive comments on the notice of intent to finance an amount not to exceed $1.4 million for the construction of a capital project to replace water meters. Repayment of this loan proceeds will be through the water fund. Notice of the public hearing was posted at Town Hall and on the town's website on March 4th, 2019, and published as legally required by the North Carolina General Statutes 168-20 in the newspaper on March 6th and March 13th of 2019. Therefore, we are now open for any public comments associated with this action.
Yes,
please come up. Just state your name, your address, and your position.
I don't have a position. I don't know anything about it. So if I may ask why we're replacing them, that would be wonderful. I'm Mrs. Antor from Cary Dunes. Hello, everyone.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Good. So the water meters are very important. Obviously, that's how we bill you for your water. Right now, the way the water meters work is someone has to walk in your yard with a wand and update the meters. Additionally, they're reaching into life. So they're 25 years old, Jimmy?
Right at 20, yes.
Right at 20 years old. And they're starting to have more and more errors. The way that manifests is people see a big problem with their bill. They come to Town Hall and request what it is, and then we send a person out to go look at it. And if we find an error, then we correct their bill and replace the meter. So we're starting to spend more and more maintenance activities on them. It's a lot more efficient to do that, replace them all at one time and start back over than to nickel and dime the Public Works Department, which is your money as well. It comes out of the same fund that will pay for this. So with the evolution of technology, we'll get more accurate readings, which is good for everyone. Instead of the person walking through your yard, they'll drive by in a truck and it'll pick it up. So it's a lot more efficient on labor from Public Works. So we have some savings from labor on Public Works and more accuracy. And then the lifetime is another 20 years. So in 20 years, you'll be coming back to this meeting and someone else will be up here. But they'll be explaining the same issue. So that's why we're doing it. It's an end-of-life issue for maintenance.
Okay. Same system?
Same.
Sitting in the ground where we have to have a certain tool that not every homeowner has to be able to turn on and off?
Correct. To turn on the public water meter, there is a isolation valve which uses a special tool, but the majority of our homes should also, when your plumber hooked up, should have an isolation valve that you could turn your water off if you needed to. So you should turn it off on your side of the water meter, not the water meter side. And that should be by your valve.
So if we don't have that valve, how would we get one? And the example was we had, just like you described, it was a leak.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw all the mulch under our bed floating.
Mm-hmm.
And then had learned there had been a long time leak there. But we had to go to somebody because we didn't have the proper tool to turn the water off.
So you just pay a plumber. The plumber comes and puts an isolation valve. So the way the water system works is the town owns to the meter, and then from the meter to your home is yours. When you first built your home or whoever built it, they paid a plumber to connect to the water meter. So the town installed the pipe from the road and the water meter, and then from the water meter to your house is your own piping. That's why if the leak's on the water meter on the house side, you have to pay the town for it. If it's on the town side, you don't have to pay for it. And it won't read it because it doesn't go through the meter.
Okay. Thank you.
But a plumber would be glad to do that for you if you wanted your own isolation valve.
Okay.
Most plumbers now, Jimmy, is that a plumbing code requirement that they have an isolation valve now? Or just good practice?
I don't think it's a requirement yet, but it should be.
Right. I mean, especially for hurricanes and stuff like that, definitely the front row, we recommend people, we turn them off for big hurricanes, but If I was leaving town for a long time, I would turn my water off, because if you have a leak and you're not there for a month, it would be really bad, right? Your neighbors notice there's water in your house, and by then your whole floors are ruined and everything. So being able to turn off your water is probably a good thing. I don't know how much a plumber would charge for that, but I'm sure they'd be glad to do it for you.
Great, thank you.
Yes, ma'am?
I don't know how new your house is, but I didn't think I had one either. The house is about 15 years old. And finally discovered it in the back bedroom on the ground floor in a closet behind a sealed panel. It's not even a panel that, you know, I can just pop open and do it. So if you haven't looked around, you may have one hidden in there somewhere.
It's going to be a month. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you.
Well, it's probably right where your water comes in, because it splits off through your house. So if you have one inside the house, it's probably close to the water meter on the inside. The other option is turn everything off at the stand valves for every sink and the washing machine. That's kind of a hassle though, right?
No, I don't
want to
do that.
No, yes, it's a lot of work.
Can I ask questions also about
sure.
this process? We're getting fiber optic put through the town.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Jimmy knows the answer, maybe one of you gentlemen, whether or not we could hook this meter to the fiber optic and have it all just kind of read at one place.
I don't think they would share it. They would most definitely not share it.
So, well, it'd be a lot more expensive, right? So the driver to communicate via fiber optics versus RF would be different. So it'd be a different meter than what we're ordering. Mm-hmm. It'd be a lot more expensive. And then anytime any of the fiber gets broken, it would probably be a ring, so that would be a nightmare for Jimmy. Instead of losing one meter, you lose all of them.
Well, you got to have a receiver, too, to receive,
right.
In your house. If you get fiber optic in your house, you'd have to have a receiver coming into your house, and you'd have to have a receiver for every meter.
Jimmy, what's the range? What's the range on the readers? Do you know?
Well, I suppose we're
couple hundred feet.
The specifications of most of the companies I've talked to, they're saying possibly one receiver on one water tower to cover the whole town.
Yeah.
So we might even have to drive around.
Yeah.
Right?
And that was, I know when we reviewed the proposal, there was several hundred feet. You would even be able to record it right from Public Works.
Right, yeah.
So
you should be able to drive at the end of the street, like the street I live on. You might be able to read the whole street without driving down the street.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
So it sends a code, identifies my house, mm-hmm. and then the number of gallons?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
I know that we got a letter from a citizen asking the question of whether or not the new meter could be purchased such that it would differentiate between lawn water and house water.
Irrigation and regular water. Yeah.
Are we prepared to answer that tonight, or should we respond to that?
We have not talked about it recently, but in the past we have not given irrigation water use any special particular privilege, because we're trying to conserve water.
But
if that needs to be opened up again for debate, we certainly can talk about it.
But we have a program where if you pay up front.
That's right.
Yes.
We put a second meter on.
We still do that with this new meter.
Well, it was a $4,000
yes.
meter.
Yes, you just have another meter. That's right.
Okay.
And so it won't change anything. We'll replace the irrigation meters just like we do the water meters. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to buy an irrigation meter, it's very expensive, and I appreciate the town supporting that. I think we've got good reasons why it is, and irrigation water is very expensive, and I appreciate the council's support mm-hmm. on that.
So anyone currently with 2 meters will get two
meters. Plus. That's right.
Yes.
It's the same meter, yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Make a motion to adjourn the public hearing.
Second.
Comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting's closed.
We have 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
There you go.